You know, when a child is growing, the developmental stage, a child will want to crawl it. My own was a struggle. You know, to sit on his own, it was a difficult thing. To turn, it was a difficult thing. To crawl was a difficult thing. It took him 3 years to walk. My problem was, all this while, if you take him to the hospital, they cannot tell you, oh, this is what it is. They cannot mention that name. They cannot tell me this autism.
The voice of a father, Israel Davidson, a resident of Uyo, who has a son living with autism spectrum disorder, also known as autism. When I went in search of an institution that caters to the needs of children living with autism in Nigeria's South State of Akwa Ibom 8 years ago and didn't locate any, it revealed that very little was known about the neurological condition. In 2023, behavioral therapists say the knowledge gap is reducing. The 100% gap is now at 50%. This suggests that many Nigerians are still unaware about the disorder, and there is an urgent need for more awareness. My name is Ima Dem. This is a special report, Empathy for Autism. Bezalel Learning Center is one of the schools for children living on the autism spectrum. It is situated in the capital city of Akwa Ibom, Uyo. The center in the Shelter Afrique suburb promotes inclusive learning. Here, neurotypical and neurodiverse children interact to increase the capacity of a child with autism. The school recognizes that autism should be viewed from the lens of possibilities and capabilities.
Even as neurotypical, we have our low sides, we have our high points. The fact that this child is not so good, so high in the core curriculum, which is maths, English, sciences, does not mean this child cannot be good in the extended curriculum. I have a child who is so good in kinesthetics. I have another child who can write poems. I have another one who can draw. Can we just strengthen his weakness and heighten his drawing skill? Can we look away from that thing we call autism, which is the low side? That's why I say it's just a matter of mindset.
Autism spectrum disorder is a lifelong brain condition that begins at childhood and affects the social and communication skills, that is, how a child perceives people and the environment. The World Health Organization, in its 2023 report, notes that 1 in 100 persons in Nigeria have autism. According to the WISE Voter Country Tracker data, globally, 168 million children are living on the autism spectrum, and of that number, Nigeria has 357,813 children living with autism. However, it is possible that the figure is larger because many autism cases are unknown due to a lack of awareness. In Akwa Ibom, where awareness about autism is growing, there is no data to show the number of affected children. Back to Mr. Israel Davidson, father to a 5-year-old boy on the autism spectrum. He tells me how excited he is to find help for his son at Bezalel Learning Center.
Someone referred me to Mrs. Wang Fon, who is also a trained personnel on handling these autism children. She was the one announcing, okay, I know 3 places I can refer you to. So at that point, when we went to the Bezalel school, I met with the proprietor of the school. So Inang took us around. She was so many of them there.
At that point, you felt like you're not alone.
Yes. In fact, before I even get to the place, I know I was not alone.
It is reasonable to hope that more Akwa Ibom residents who have children living with autism find help. Statistics show that 1/3 of autistic individuals live in low and middle income countries where access to diagnosis and treatment is limited or non-existent in communities. Earlier this year, the world asked for transformed narratives, and the intervention needs of children with autism are numerous. In a chat with some special needs specialists and behavioral behavioral therapist. They spoke about some of these challenges. First to speak is the founder of Patrick's Speech and Learning Center in Lagos, Mrs. Dotu Akonde.
A major challenge remains the cost of care, which we are all aware of how difficult it is. For instance, at Patrick's, we have 50 children and we have 42 members of staff. So you can imagine, see the number. And if we have more children, we will need more staff to be able to cope with the needs of the children. Currently, we are supporting about 12 families at Patrick's through family and friends, organizations, philanthropists, which are not many.
Another issue is a shortage of professional therapists. Mrs. Daisy Jonathan, the director of another learning institution, Pleasant Places Therapy Center in Port Harcourt and Lagos, had this to say.
It's not uncommon right now to see psychologists saying they're doing behavioral therapy, and that is uncalled for if you have not been trained specifically and you have not specialized in that area. It's not where everybody will just dabble into and do something. So a regulation has to come in. Organizations have to look at beyond paying lip service to the disability world.
As a result of these, the recommendations of these experts are instructive.
Each local government should have at least one special needs center, one therapy center where people can assess services. Again, looking at the indigent population, I'm a very strong proponent of parents training. We might also begin to look at things like tracking, getting to know the red flags are there, and help the parents through identification of these red flags so that early intervention is put in place. Early intervention can also be mobilized. It can be arranged through the primary healthcare units that we already have existing.
It's been about 2 decades since we brought intervention for special needs children in Nigeria, and stigma is still there. And how can we tackle it? We need to share success stories of families that have been through it and have done very well with their children, to show the community that it is not a death sentence. Many children with autism can do well if they are in the right therapy, if they have the right tools, if the environment is rich enough to support that child. We also need those that have done very well and are, you know, doing things on their own to really come out and be the self-advocate, you know, even with the fact that they have autism. It is not a death sentence.
More importantly, there is a call for more empathic culture in order to increase the functional space for every child with autism. Again, the head of school at Bezalel Learning Center, Dr. Philip Olota, speaks.
What I can advise is, one, don't sympathize, empathize. Empathy means, what can I do to shift the child from point A to point B, from point B to point C? What can I do to push this child forward?
Empathy, not sympathy, is a slogan to live by as we work to transform the narrative about autism in Akwa Ibom and throughout Nigeria.